Ultramarathon runner Mike Wardian completed the World Marathon Challenge in record times. He won the World Marathon Challenge 2017 and completed each of the 7 marathons in less than 3 hours. I spoke with him the day after the last marathon on Manly Beach in Sydney, Australia. Here is the full interview. Mike Wardian, welcome to SBS Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and thanks for having me on.
And first, congratulations on your completion and victory in the World Marathon Challenge 2017.
Yeah, thank you. I know it happened, but it's still kind of surreal at the moment. So it's a real treat to be able to celebrate it in Sydney. And it's a nice place to finish the journey and now to start the journey back home.
We must not forget your sportsmanship's award as well. How did it feel to receive that one, voted by all the other runners?
I think that was one of the highlights of the trip for sure, is the opportunity to get to see so many people kind of pushing what they're capable of and their limits. And every day, you know, they're going into places that I don't know if some of them have ever been before. And I know this race tested me in ways that I wasn't expecting. So to be able to try and encourage people along the course, and yeah, I was very happy to receive the Sportsmanship Award, and I am so thankful for my fellow runners and everyone in the organization. It was super amazing, and I'm looking forward to figuring out which charity to donate the monies to. I'm probably going to end up doing it to the World Vision Foundation. They have a 6K for water, who have partnership for this endeavor, and I'm going to try to figure out where to put it.
We're going to talk more about the World Marathon Challenge later, but first, who is Mike Wardian?
I don't know. There's a lot of different examples of who Mike Wardian is. I'm first and foremost, I guess, a father. I have 2 kids that are 10 and 8, Pierce and Grant. I have a wife, Jennifer, dog, Rosie. And then I work full-time as an international ship broker for a company called Potomac Maritime. And then I'm also a professional athlete, so I get to run around the world and see what I'm capable of, and sometimes it goes well and sometimes it doesn't. This time it went well.
Why do you run?
I think for running to me is an opportunity to kind of move through the world kinetically under my own power, and it's a chance to explore what I'm capable of. It gives me a sense of freedom and empowers me, and I can use that in all aspects of my life. So the ability to cover distance translates to being able to, for me, work hard and do the best job possible.
And how much time do you use running, and how does it affect your life?
I think I spend quite a bit of time running, but I try to make it what I call invisible training. So, you know, it's as less impact on the family and the job that I have as possible. I mean, sometimes like this week, it was not possible to juggle everything, and so I wasn't as engaged with everything as I could have been, but usually I can handle everything, and so this race really showed me that I'm lucky I have a good support system, and I was really happy to be able to get it done.
How do you train? You compete for many races a year, I understand, sometimes even up of 50 races a year. So does each race just sort of become the training for the next one, or do you still sort of train up for particular races?
Yeah, I definitely, as far as training, I do race a lot, but I do try to focus specifically on the different parameters of each race. So this race, I knew you're going to have to deal with sleep deprivation and the ability to recover quickly and to run at all different times of day and night. And so in my training, I was running at all different times of day and night, sometimes with a full stomach, sometimes without, just to be prepared. And got other races this summer where it's going to be lots and lots of climbing. So I've already broke my treadmill once by doing incline workouts, and yeah, I like to try to do some specific training for each event. But yeah, definitely the different events hopefully build on themselves. And so the training you did for one is applicable to another. And so far, that's been a good strategy and it's worked well for me. And hopefully it continues to.
You mentioned food, and I know you're a vegetarian. Is it hard to get enough energy through your food being a vegetarian and being so active as you are?
I don't find it hard to get enough calories by following a plant-based vegetarian lifestyle. It's just when you're traveling, it becomes more challenging. If you were, you know, at the place where you could get to the grocery store, you'd be fine. But when you're limited to, you know, airport food or airplane food, it becomes a little bit more difficult. But my wife Jennifer was amazing in getting me a bunch of stuff for the bed to take in my bag, and so I did eat a lot out of stuff that I had. But usually you can find something, and I don't tend to have too much trouble getting in calories.
You mentioned your wife, Jennifer, and it's no secret that she is probably your biggest fan and supporter. How much does this mean to you?
I mean, it's all important. I mean, without the support of your family and sponsors and work, none of this is possible. Like, it seems like running's an individual endeavor, but there's so much more that goes into it. And so to have a partner like Jennifer is super special, and I'm really, really lucky. She's incredible, and I'm fortunate.
Back to the World Marathon Challenge. Why did you want to participate in this particular event?
For the World Marathon Challenge, I learned about it maybe 3 years ago when it was being conceived from Richard Donovan. And ever since that time, I just have been infatuated with it. It's a pretty expensive endeavor, as you can imagine, covering so much distance in such a short amount of time. And also, you know, adding Antarctica and the proper, you know, Antarctica where you're actually on. In our case, we were at Union Glacier, and it's full-on experience, and just the ability to do that drew me to the event, and the ability to test yourself day to day, and the distance. I'd never run that many miles in a week, and I actually added on a couple miles at the end to get to an even 200 miles for the week. So I think it's maybe 326 kilometers or something. So it's a pretty far distance. And I'd never covered that much, so that was interesting to me. And then all the different climates that you have to run in, so ranging from Arctic temperatures to boiling Sydney summer. Although I heard last night it wasn't as warm as it normally is. It felt pretty warm just a week ago, being in an Antarctic environment where you have humongous puffy coats and you're bundled to the gills. And so I think that was exciting. And then the chance to be with a group of people and getting to learn about them and what makes them tick and, you know, what their passions are was appealing. And so I was so excited that I was able to make it happen.
Yeah, you mentioned this group of people you're doing with it. I mean, you have been traveling and doing the same marathons for over a week. Is it a lot of sort of camaraderie and you helping each other out and that sort of stuff when you do this together?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of that. There was a lot of cheering for each other, rallying around people if there were injuries. And I'm definitely hoping that, you know, I can maintain these friendships for the rest of my life. So it was one of those type of events where you kind of have formed this bond, and we grew together as individuals and a family. And so, yeah, I feel really fortunate that I've had this experience, and I would recommend it to anyone. It's a chance of a lifetime, really.
Before you went into it, did you have any particular goal or target that you were going to achieve other than completing?
Yeah, I mean, I think usually I'm looking to try to win the event. And so that was one of my goals. And I wanted to do it all under 3 hours. So that was another one of my goals. And yeah, both those goals or dreams came true. And so I really couldn't have asked for much more. It all went as well as I was hoping. And there were definitely times where I was worried that my body wasn't going to allow me to do what I wanted, but it held up and gave me the strength I needed to complete everything.
Of the seven, which one was the toughest?
Of the seven marathons, I thought it was going to be Antarctica before the event, but I actually think it was probably Dubai or Sydney just because of the heat and the amount of fatigue that built up over the course of the week. So Dubai was a really tough one for me. It was super hot and no shade and a big headwind, and I was running most of the race by myself. So at least in Sydney, I had some friends that were able to come out and cheer and support me. And so I think I'd have to say probably Dubai was a tough one, probably the toughest one. But looking on paper, you would think probably Antarctica or something like that. But Antarctica was just so amazingly beautiful. I was so excited to be out there, and it was the first one, so I was still pretty fresh. So the sixth one, as opposed to the first one, I think there was just maybe some survivor bias or something that caused me to feel like that one was the hardest.
Which one was the most memorable?
I was asked this question earlier today, and I definitely think Antarctica, the chance to go to a place like Antarctica, is an experience that is unparalleled, and I was thoroughly impressed with it and the stark beauty. I mean, there's really nothing there, but it's still supremely beautiful. And so, yeah, I think Antarctica is one of the places that's going to be a very fond memory for the rest of my life.
And how does the World Marathon Challenge stack up against other events you have done previously?
I was really impressed with how tough the World Marathon Challenge was. I for some reason in my head, I thought there would be a lot of time and there'd be a lot of chance to recover. And just traveling the distances we were and dealing with all the things that go along with traveling those type of distance, like clearing customs and waiting for your plane and transport to the race venue. And it was an incredible moving circus, and they did an amazing job to get it done. But I'd say it was probably one of the top five toughest events I've ever done, and for sure one of the most difficult stage races I've ever done.
You mentioned earlier that you probably will donate the money from the Sportsmanship Award to World Vision. Is that a charity you already partner with?
Yeah, so World Vision's a charity that I partnered with for 2017, and my goal is to try to get 1,000 kids sponsored, and so that's about $50 for a kid, so about $50,000. So this will definitely not cover all of it, but this will definitely go a long way to that goal of helping to achieve clean water in communities around the globe, and a lot of them are in Africa. And so if kids don't have to end up spending a couple hours each day going to fetch water, it'll be a better world for everyone. So, yeah, I'm excited to try to help that process along. And it was incredibly generous of the donor of the funds. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting those in the right hands and doing some real good, lasting good with them.
So what's next? Is there any other great races left that you haven't done?
Oh my gosh, yeah. There are so many incredible races I haven't done, and I'm really fortunate. I'm doing a lot of them this year, so I've never done the Barclays Marathon or marathons, and that's coming up in end of March, early April, and then got into the Hard Rock 100 Miler this year for the first time ever. But I'm really lucky. I'm doing the Tarawara 100K next weekend in New Zealand. And then I got a chance to go to the Ultra Trail Australia. So I'll be back here in the Blue Mountains come May. And then I'm doing the Western States 100 Miler in June. So I haven't really booked much after the Hard Rock 100 Miler in July. So I'm kind of keeping that part of my schedule open, because I tend to like to fill every weekend, and I want to have some ability to see what is of interest after that.
Can you tell me more about the Barclays? I've heard that's a pretty unique race, that it's extremely tough, at least in terms of completion of the participants there.
Yeah, the Barclays Marathon is intentionally designed to make sure that people don't complete the race. I don't know what it's about, really. Like, it's just there's an interesting documentary about it, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can, but you're basically running around Frozen Head State Park in Tennessee and trying to complete five loops of 20 miles each. There's some debate as to if it is 20 miles or a little bit longer, and I think the elevation is around 70,000 feet. So I don't know what that is, 25,000 meters or a little less, maybe 21,000 meters. So a lot of elevation gain and descent, and it's not a marked course, so you have to kind of navigate, and each year it gets harder. So I think in the entire history of the race, they've had 15 finishers. So I've got some friends going this year, and I'm hoping that I can kind of figure it out, but I know that it's going to be a tough one.
Well, good luck with that one. And Mike Woodian, thank you so much for talking to us here at SBS Radio.
Oh, thank you guys very much for having me, and I hope to stay in touch and see you guys next time I'm here.
You're listening to SBS Norwegian, and I'm Frank Mathisen.